But when you have a range and you have cattle, you have cow chips because that is what's left on the prairie.
Yeah.
But now the manure they get out of the feedlots and it's all in a big bunch.
Yeah.
So now it's manure, it's not cow chips.
I was wondering if they would have been different names for different animals. Would they have ever called horse manure like biscuits, horse biscuits, or sheep raisins, I've heard before.
Yes, I've heard that.
Is that something that people around here would use?
Mm-hmm.
But
out here they say horse turds.
Okay, that's great. Okay. It's interesting to know. I mean, that to me is one of the interesting things, is those kind of things like that, because anywhere you go in a rural area, people have names for them, but it's interesting to see what the names are. Did your mother, you mentioned that y'all, you know, you ate a lot of beef growing up, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Did your mother ever dry it out? Did y'all ever dry it out?
No, we didn't.
What would that
but
have been called?
But now we would, I tell you what we would do, we would buy a hog and butcher it. And we would make head cheese, liverwurst, and all types of food like that.
Do you ever have salted pork?
Oh, yes.
And what was that
After
called?
I was married in the 30s, that's all we had to eat was salt pork and chicken, I think.
So y'all never ate any jerky or chip beef or anything?
No.
Like that? Okay.
Well, now I'll take that back. Granddad Irwin, he always made his own jerky, and he always had it hanging out in the garage, and they had a garage. And my kids, they still remember Granddad Irwin giving them a piece of jerky.
In it.
Mm-hmm. But he made it, but not my folks.
Yeah. You had cows for beef. Did you milk the cows as well?
There was very little milk to be had because there's always a calf that was needing some milk. Yeah, we used milk, but the little calves got most of it.
What was the process you went through in order to get, after you'd gotten the milk out of the cow and into the bucket, in order for people to drink it, what would you have to do to it? Do you remember?
Well, we always just let it cool, and then if you wanted the cream, we separated the milk.
Okay. Did you
to
have
get
to
the cream term. And we also made cottage cheese out of the milk.
Right. Is that cottage cheese, is that sour milk?
Yes.
Okay. Would you have ever called it curdled milk? Is that what you call milk that was really
clabbered?
Clabbered, okay. And was there a name for real thin or watery milk?
Skim milk.
Okay. And when the milk was in the bucket, did you have to pour it through a cloth?
A strainer.
Okay. And what did that do? That just...
Well, it just took whatever had got in the bucket while you was milking.
Did you use a cheesecloth or a...
Well... A cheesecloth or a dishcloth, whatever you had.
Yeah, whatever was available.
Yeah,
okay.
I think we finally got rich enough to buy a strainer. I don't know, milk strainer.
Okay. Did your mother make a lot of different breads when you were growing up? Did she bake a lot of breads?
She baked all of our bread and biscuits and cinnamon rolls. We had lots of cinnamon rolls and things like that.
Okay. Did she make cornbread?
Oh, yes. Cornbread, too.
Is that what it was called, cornbread?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't
cornbread.
Called pone or anything
no,
like that?
No, just cornbread.
Okay. What would she have put in the bread to make it rise?
Yeast.
Okay. And growing up, what did people call things like Coca-Colas and RC Colas?
Pop.
Okay. And... did people have a name for illegal alcohol?
Booze, bootleg, rot gut.
That's great. Did ever call it moonshine?
Moonshine, yes.
Was there a lot of that grown here?
Oh, yes. Yes, there were lots of it.
Okay.
And I have known quite a few people that moonshine.
Okay.
But I'll tell you that we had one moonshiner that was such a nice guy out when I was a kid.